So how do we know for sure that Jesus died? I mean, a lot of people say he didn't die. A lot of people say he just passed out, right? He passed out from blood loss or from heat exhaustion or heat stroke or just the fact that he was up all night long, the exhaustion that was in his body. And then Nick and Joe come along, Nicodemus, Joseph of Arimathea, and they take his body and they put it in a recovery chamber. And then after a while, he gets better and he leaves. There's a lot of people that think that Jesus didn't actually die on the cross. And it's eternally crucial for us to know that he in fact did. Because our God is a just God. And what that means is he can't let sin go unpunished. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And so someone's got to pay that price of death in order for forgiveness to be given, restoring our relationship with God. So how do we know for sure that Jesus died? Well, there's passage after passage after passage in the Bible that says Christ did in fact die. One of my favorites is here from Romans chapter 5. Let me read this for you. For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him. Again, reconciled means we were a broken relationship. Now it's we're restored in our relationship. So if we then were God, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through him? It says right here, we were reconciled through the death of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, that Christ died for us, that our sins have in fact been paid for. But let's go a little deeper to understand the truth of how we know Jesus did physically die for us. And see, anytime you have a question in the Bible, go to the immediate context. And then right oftentimes, right there, you'll find the answer. And the immediate context here is the soldier testing to see if Jesus' body is dead. So you remember the soldier comes, he stabs, he pierces Jesus' side, removes that spear, and then the Bible says, and this is key, there's a sudden flow of blood and water. Now, why is that key? If the body is alive, when it gets stabbed or punctured and the spear, the arrow, the knife gets removed, the hole is there, but the body clinches that hole tight and sends blood there to clot it, to stop it. Doesn't matter if you are almost dead, but if there's any life, it closes. But if the body's dead, when the body gets stabbed and that knife, that arrow, whatever it is, spear gets removed, the hole remains open. You ever wonder when you're watching a cop TV drama and there is the autopsy result of a murder that happened, and they say the person was stabbed 7 times while they were alive and 10 times after they died? You go, how in the world did they know that? Because the body, when it's alive, after the knife is removed, it cinches, it closes. If the body's dead, even if it died a moment before, it stays open. So that soldier is watching to see what the body does, how it reacts. And when he pulls that spear out, it stays open and whatever's inside flows out. It's not just blood to clot it, it stays open and blood and water. You're about 70% water. As soon as you die, your body breaks down. Blood and water pours out. Scientific proof right there that Jesus died for us. And what does that mean? It means Christ paid the price for you. It means that Jesus came down from heaven to earth so that he could do one job to restore your relationship with the Almighty, to reconcile you through his death so that you can live forever. How do we know that Jesus died? Well, the Bible shows us. And how will we know? One day, we'll be with God in heaven.